Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Several years ago, I got a new job. It was a step up from my old one. I will spare you the boring details of the job, but basically I work in an office and in marketing. This new job was a bit of a step up from my old one. I would be doing the same thing, but in a better position. I also thought that the company was better, and I made more money, so it was a good career move. My first day working at my new job, things went well. However, I wanted to stay after to help myself be able to get acclimated better with everything. So I ended up staying back and being the last person there that night. It's some things that I probably could have done at home, but I preferred to just stay back and do it at the office. By 6 o'clock at night, the office was pretty much completely empty aside from me. However, I stayed until almost 9. For the last few hours that I was there, most of the lights were off and it was completely quiet. I stayed busy and focused on what I was doing, so much so that after hearing a noise on the other side of the office, I completely ignored it. It didn't even click until a couple of minutes later when I heard it again, that why would I be hearing a noise? I was the only person there, so nobody else should obviously be in the office with me. Our office is not too big, but decent sized. It's just a one-story building, but the space is divided pretty well with cubicles and a few different rooms and larger offices. I had an actual office, but my door was open, and so I could see out to the cubicle space, or at least most of it. But the noises were still out of my view. I stopped what I was doing and listened. At that point, I didn't hear anything for a little while, so I went back to work, planning to now finish up very soon. I had a sort of creeped out feeling, but that was not a surprise with me being the only person in a dark office at night. As I was finishing, I did not hear any more sounds. I figured that I would look around the office before leaving, though. When I was finally done, I left my office. As soon as I stepped out, I heard the sound of somebody walking a ways away. I did not know who it would be. I walked forward, now feeling nervous. Then I looked up ahead, and to the right I saw movement. I asked, "Who's there?" Then I saw a man wearing a dark coat turn around. He looked surprised to see me. He said, "Who are you? I didn't know you were here." I asked him what he was doing here. He said that he worked there, and he was just working really late. I asked him his name, and he told me a name, but I didn't even know everyone there yet, and I don't remember what he said. It was my first day on the job. This particular office probably had at least 30 employees, and I had met most of them, but not him. I told him that I was also working late. He then told me that he was going to head out now, and I told him that I was as well. We walked out of the building together, but when we got to the parking lot behind the building, my car was the only one there. I asked him where his car was, and he said he had walked. This was also strange. Then he turned and started walking the opposite way really fast. At that point, I just left. The next morning, I found out that several files had been stolen from the office. I got questioned about it, seeing as I was the last one there. I told them what happened, and I found out that the guy in the office from the previous night did not work there. At least, not anymore. He actually had in the past, but had been fired. I don't think he knew I was in there that night. Somehow, he had snuck in, and I'm not sure how, but he stayed after close and was sneaking around. I had no clue. But it all makes a lot more sense now. Many years ago, I got a job as a waitress at the small restaurant. It was basically like a diner because we would be open for 24 hours and I had to start out working overnight shifts. I had worked an overnight job in the past, so it was not a huge adjustment for my routine. And this was the only job that I could find at that particular time. So, on my very first night working, things started out pretty well. It was very quiet, but we did get a few customers here and there. I was the only waitress to work on the overnight hours because of it typically being quiet then. Our restaurant was located kind of out in the country, and not really near anything else other than a gas station, but there was a very large highway real close by. I served a few customers, and things went smooth. I had some experience as a waitress, which helped. Then I remember at almost 2 o'clock in the morning, this one man entered. He sat down in the corner and was alone. He was a large man and had a beard and wore a trucker hat.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane, Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
I went up and introduced myself and asked what he wanted to drink, like I always did. He got a coffee and then later ordered food. The guy seemed pretty average to me, like many of the overnight customers that we had. Sort of quiet, but overall nice. Nothing was weird about it until the end. When it came time for the check, he told me that he had forgot his wallet in his car and he was sorry. He seemed genuinely sorry about it and like it was a mistake, and I didn't think he was lying. The guy said that he would go get it real fast. I remember he even said that he could leave his hat and shoes to prove that he was coming back. But then he stopped himself and said that I could come out with him to show that he wasn't lying. I told him, "No, it's okay, I believe you. Go ahead and get your wallet." But the man insisted. He said, no, I want you to come with me and see that I'm not a liar." Then he added, "Don't worry, I'll give you a nice tip for the trouble." He grabbed the check and then kind of took my hand and led me to the door. In that moment, he was being really friendly, so I decided that I would go outside to his car with him to make it easier. That way, he could just pay me there and then not have to walk back in the restaurant. So I followed the guy outside. Now, outside the restaurant was not well lit at all with it being out in the country. And the parking lot was mainly out front, but then it wrapped around the side of the building and went around back a little bit as well. The parking lot would actually be full during the dinner hours, but now it was almost completely empty. For some reason, though, the man had not parked out front, but instead he parked behind the building. I followed him around to the back part, where it was even darker. I saw his pickup truck. When we approached it, he suddenly grabbed my arm and began pulling me to the car. I asked him what he was doing, and he told me to be quiet. I tried to pull away from him, but he was much stronger and pulled me faster to his truck. I started to yell, but then he covered my mouth. There was nothing that I could do to overpower him. We were struggling, but overall he was getting me closer and closer to his truck. He got to the point where he was able to open the door. Just then, I heard something a ways back. The back door to the restaurant opened, and I saw our cook. Now, I don't know if he heard me yell or if he just happened to be going out back, but when he saw what was going on, he started yelling at the guy and came running over. This gave the guy basically no choice but to let me go. He quickly got into his truck and then drove away. The cook came up and asked if I was all right, and I was. He then called the cops. Unfortunately, we did not get the guy's license plate or really any information about him other than his description, and he left without paying too. I don't know if he was ever caught, but I'm really hoping that he was. In 2022, I started work as an overnight custodian in a high school. This was my first and last day on the job. I had gone to a training session at the school with someone else prior to this, so I knew what to do for the job and things like that. I got the job already during the school year because I heard the previous person had quit. I was not bothered by having to work overnights, and I thought that it wasn't that big of a deal. But I would be the only person in the entire school for most of the time when I was there. This also did not bother me. I felt ready for the job. I thought that it would be easy being all by myself in this large building and simply doing the tasks that I had to do. There wasn't a whole lot of thinking involved, it was pretty much just doing work. I would clean floors in the hallway, bathrooms, and some other common areas. All the classrooms would be locked as they pretty much belonged to their teachers. The school was pretty average for a high school, maybe slightly on the smaller size, but there were still many hallways and places to keep me busy cleaning for the overnight hours. So, my first day there, I arrived, and I was with another night custodian for a while before he left. Now, by this point, all the lights in the school were off except for a few. Some of them were motion-activated, so they would turn off automatically, and then when you walked back near where they were, they would turn on again. So, I was working that night by myself, and probably an hour in, I heard footsteps down a hallway not too far away from me. Right away, I thought someone was there, but it made no sense, because the school was obviously closed and nobody was supposed to be there. I called out, "Is anybody there?" but did not get a response. I walked over to where I had heard the noise. I really was not that scared, more so just annoyed. But when I went around the corner, there was no one there. I kept walking around. However, there were multiple places the person could have gone. I went back to what I was doing. The footsteps I had heard had not been that close to me. To be honest, I started to wonder if I had imagined it. I remember that a while later, I went to this one hallway at this far end of the school. Walking over there, multiple lights turned on as they were motion activated like I mentioned before. But when I got to that far hallway, the lights were already on, which was weird. It made me wonder if I did hear someone in the school and if they had walked in this hallway. When I was over there working, I didn't hear anything at first, but maybe 10 minutes later, heard the unmistakable sound of footsteps in another nearby hallway. I stopped again and listened to try to figure out where exactly this was coming from. It sounded to be sort of far away. I began walking over there. As soon as I did, I heard this really creepy-sounding man's laughter. It made me stop in my tracks. And then I heard the footsteps seem to turn around and start walking closer. Suddenly, I just wanted to get out of there. But whoever it was did not go down my hallway, but instead went someplace else. By now, I knew that somebody else was in the school. I wasn't sure whether to call the police or what. It was my first day, and I didn't want to have to call the cops on the first day of work. I chose to walk after where I had heard the footsteps going. I started yelling that I was going to call the cops if they didn't leave. My hope was that I would scare the person off. Why would they be in the school like this? I had no idea. But now they had gotten away, and I had no idea where this person was. I spent a good 10 or 20 minutes walking and jogging down random hallways looking for this guy. A few times I was sure that I heard footsteps a ways away, but I was never close enough to see him. Finally, I went back to where I had been before, where my mop and cleaning supplies were. When I got there, I saw that they had been messed up. My mop was knocked over, and my cleaning cart was also knocked on the ground. I knew the guy had done it. He seemed to be messing with me now. I continued trying to work, now feeling paranoid. I moved to another location after a while. I was in this spot when I was sort of out in an open area, and out of nowhere, behind me, like 20 feet behind me, I heard the man's creepy laugh again. It was one of the creepiest moments of my life. I turned around and just barely saw someone move around the corner. I was so creeped out. For the rest of my shift, I just stayed by the front of the school. I didn't hear anything else, though. I made up my mind that I was going to quit, and I admitted to myself that I wasn't cut out for the job.
What's up, Foos? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
When another custodian arrived in the early morning, I told him what happened. The entire school got searched, but the man was gone. I never saw him, and I'm not sure why he was messing with me like that. I'm glad that I quit, though. I had a bit of drama at one of my jobs once. Basically, my coworkers started stalking me. I worked in an office building, and this guy was newly hired and a total creep. To spare you the long backstory, he asked me out once, in literally his first week of work there, and I said no because I was seeing someone at the time. This guy apparently asked out multiple other women around the office as well. But anyways, for some reason, he seemed most interested in me. He added me on several forms of social media, and then used them to inappropriately message me. At first, I did not report it. But around the office, even though he worked not that close to me but in another room, we would still see each other around. He confronted me for not responding to him online, and it was kind of an ugly scene. After that, he ended up showing up at my house. I didn't answer the door, and he didn't break in or anything, but it was still pretty crazy. And at that point, I reported him. He ended up getting fired for it. I'm surprised that he even got the job in the first place, because all my other coworkers were super nice. Anyways, not long after this, I ended up moving to another office. It was the same company, but a different place of work. I started work here one day and was excited about the fresh start. The office was closer to my house also, and overall was nicer. I remember that on the first day of work, things got off to a good start. The people were nice, my office was comfortable, and I liked it, and overall the day was going by well. That was until out of nowhere, I looked up and saw the same guy who had stalked me before. I had no idea what he was doing here. I also had no clue how he knew that I had changed offices. When I saw him, he saw me and started walking over. I didn't know how he had even gotten up here because we were on the 10th floor of a tall building. He walked right up to me and said hi as if nothing had ever happened. I asked him what he was doing here. He said that he wanted to see me, and I told him how he was not supposed to be here and I could call security. He said that I had gotten him fired, and I said, "No, you got yourself fired." I told him to leave now and never come back, and I won't call security on you now, but if I have to call security, you'll be in big trouble. He looked surprised and then angry and then said something like, "Okay, fine." Then he walked away. I watched where he went, and he seemed to head over to the stairwell. I was glad that he was gone, But this was also very concerning that he now knew where I worked again and stuff. So I continued on with work that day, and overall it went pretty well. By the end of the day, I had mostly forgot about the whole ordeal with the guy. However, after I got off work, I left and was heading to my car. It was in a private parking garage that we had, and the level that I parked on was only for our office. When I approached my car, I saw the guy standing there. Now this I could not believe. He was still continuing to stalk me, even at my new job. I regretted not calling security on him earlier. When I saw him, I turned and started going back for the office. He started to walk after me, so I ran the rest of the way. He tried to chase after me, but I was able to make it back inside okay, and that particular door locked. I then went and found a security officer and told him about the guy. By the time we got back to the parking garage, though, the man had left. However, that night, he showed up at my house. It was pretty late, like maybe 9 o'clock, and he started banging on my door. By this point, I wasn't having it, and I called the cops immediately. The man escalated things, though. He started trying to open the door, and then began banging on it hard. He then went around back and started banging on a window as well as trying the back door. Thank goodness the cops got there when they did. When they arrived, the man was attempting to break a back window and he was arrested. Since then, I haven't seen him. I still can't believe it all happened. Back when I was like 17, I got a part-time job at Walmart as a cashier. This was many years ago now. So, I remember at this particular Walmart, the first day of work, I had orientation and training. I watched a video in a room, I remember, and then after that, I got trained for like another hour. Then I got to actually work as a cashier, but I was actively being trained on the job by someone.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk, still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
This was my first ever job, so I was nervous and didn't know exactly what to do right away. The people were nice, though, from the manager to the woman training me. Things had gone pretty well, and when it was time to actually start working as a cashier that day, I felt more confident. For the entire time that I would be working that day, the woman would stand next to me and watch me. She even took her break at the same time as me, as for that day it was her job to train me. Her name was Linda, and she was fairly young herself, but was older than me, and I remember that she said she had been working there for over a year. She seemed confident in the job, so she was a good person to learn from, and she was pretty nice to me. So I remember that I was kind of slow, but overall doing a good job. Linda would watch me as I scanned customers' items, and then she would stop me if I screwed anything up and correct it. It was also nighttime on a night where it was quiet and not too busy, so that helped as well. I was getting the hang of things, but I remember that I was scanning items for a customer, and Linda started looking back over her shoulder. She wasn't really watching what I was doing. I didn't really care that much, though, and I didn't pay too much attention, as I was busy enough and focused on doing my job. She returned her focus soon enough, but several minutes later, I noticed her looking over again. At one point, I stopped and looked over, but saw nothing strange. The store just seemed average. The direction that I looked was over past the checkouts towards the main walkway right before you would check out of the store. One of the times when she kept looking over and kind of behind her, she said something like, "Oh no." I remember I asked her what, and she just said that she wasn't talking to me and I didn't do anything wrong. I kept working with Linda there supervising me. Then, a while later, out of nowhere, after I had finished helping a customer check out and there was no one else in my line for the moment, Linda turned off the light. This indicated that the lane was now closed. She then told me to follow her. I didn't think that it was break time, but I was obviously going to listen to her. She started walking really fast through the store. She headed for the clothing department and then was going like through the middle of the racks of clothes. I was really confused, but being a young kid on her first day on the job, I followed. She walked all the way to the back part of the store. Then she entered the back room area for employees only. I had never been in this particular back area because I primarily was just a cashier. As strange as the whole thing was, I thought that Linda was maybe going to show me around there. But then, she walked through there and then went to the exit doors that led to outside. She then opened the door, and it was a back alleyway for deliveries, I guess, but it was much quieter back there. Linda then just walked out. I started to follow her, but she said, You don't have to follow me anymore.
What's up, Fools? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
So I stopped at the doorway. Then I watched Linda jog through the pavement and climb up this retaining wall and then go into the grass past some bushes. She was then out of my sight. I had no idea where she had gone. I stayed there for like 5 minutes waiting, but she never returned. So then I just went back in the Walmart and went up to the check lanes again. I found my manager because I was confused as to what I was supposed to do. I told him that Linda left, and he asked why, and I said I didn't know. He looked confused, and then told me that I could be done for the day and said I could leave. So I clocked out, called my mom, told her I was done, and then got picked up later and left. After that, I continued to work at the Walmart, but I never saw Linda again. Sometime later, maybe a couple of weeks, I asked someone what happened to her. I was told that nobody knew. She had simply stopped showing up to work. It kind of gave me the creeps. It was really weird how she suddenly just ran off. She seemed a little paranoid, and that made me wonder if someone was after her or if she thought someone was after her. She really didn't seem like somebody who would do drugs, but I guess that's possible too. Either way, it made for a very memorable first day of work, and I hope that Linda is okay.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.